This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon says U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called for a de-escalation of the Ukraine crisis in a telephone conversation Friday with his Russian counterpart. In a statement, a Pentagon press secretary John Kirby said Austin called for de-escalation, the return of Russian forces to their home bases, and a diplomatic resolution. Russia has announced it will carry out drills of its nuclear forces on Saturday. The Russian Defense Ministry says President Vladimir Putin will personally oversee the drills, involving multiple practice launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. U.S. President Joe Biden is addressing the American public Friday about, quote, continued efforts to pursue deterrence and diplomacy with Russia over the situation in Ukraine. He's also scheduled to speak with transatlantic leaders Friday about the crisis. The White House says the president will inform those leaders about U.S. efforts to pursue deterrence and avoid further conflict. Putin said Friday the situation in eastern Ukraine is getting worse, one day after Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed rebels traded accusations of firing across a ceasefire line. He made the comment at a Moscow news conference with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko after discussing their joint military drills in Belarus near Ukraine. Russian-backed separatists packed civilians onto buses out of breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine Friday. Warning sirens blared in Donetsk after it and the other self-proclaimed region, Luhansk, announced an evacuation to Russia, with women, children, and the elderly going first. The evacuation came after the simmering eastern Ukraine conflict zone saw some intense shelling on Friday. VOA News. A judge in the northern U.S. state of Minnesota on Friday has sentenced a former police officer to 2 years for a fatal shooting of a black motorist. Kim Potter, the former Minnesota police officer who said she confused her handgun for her taser, was sentenced for the killing of Dante Wright, AB correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In Minneapolis, Dante Wright's mother, Katie, says she's disappointed by the sentence.
The justice system murdered him all over again.
26-year Brooklyn Center police veteran Kim Potter received a 2-year sentence after being convicted in December of first and second degree manslaughter for the shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright, who was black. She could have received up to 7. Potter says she confused her handgun for a taser in a struggle during a traffic stop. In her sentencing, Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu said there were mitigating circumstances.
She never intended to hurt anyone.
Family members, including Dante's father, Aubrey Wright, spelled out their anguish at the sentencing hearing.
Everything we do as a family ends in tears.
Potter addressed the family.
I am sorry I broke your heart.
I'm Jennifer King.
Canadian police on Friday reportedly started arresting truckers in Ottawa who have been protesting Canada's vaccine mandates and other COVID-19-related restrictions for the past 3 weeks. With some dressed in tactical gear and carrying automatic weapons, police began a crackdown on Thursday night, reportedly arresting 2 of the movement's organizers around the Capitol's Parliament Hill area. Authorities also sealed off a large section of the city center to prevent people from entering. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Canada's state media, reported the arrests had taken place and said that police had set up several detention centers around the city. The police action also led to the country's House of Commons suspending its Friday session. Canada's Parliament building has been the focal point of the protests. A member of Tunisia's suspended parliament, Yassine Ayari, told Reuters that a military court on Friday has sentenced him in absentia to 10 months in prison on charges of insulting the president and the army, after he described the president's move to freeze parliament as a military coup in a post on Facebook. President Kais Saied suspended the parliament July 25th, dismissed the government, and seized control of most authorities, drawing widespread criticism at home and abroad. The prison sentence will reinforce opposition fears that Saied is seeking revenge on his opponents. He has also dissolved the Supreme Judicial Council. That's the body that guarantees independence of the judiciary. Saied's critics accuse him of seeking dictatorial powers and undermining the rule of law. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.